Namo Buddhaya. Welcome to Monks in the Morning from Colombo Dhamma Friends of Mahameonawa. We're so glad that you're joining us today. When we start the day by doing meritorious things with our Kalyanamitta, like taking the precepts, chanting, and listening to the Supreme Buddha's Dhamma, then we know for sure we'll have a good day. When the Buddha explained what a good day was, he said that it's a day when you can practice his instructions. Even if the rest of the day seems bad, we can still say that we had a good day because we practiced the Supreme Buddha's teachings. Today, we have a special show where one of the monks will answer questions you've asked. Recently, we've been learning about the deep wisdom and understanding that the Supreme Buddha had about all the different worlds where we can be reborn. Since we can only see the human and the animal world, it's natural that you may have questions about animals, like whether they can attain Nibbana or even collect merit. We'll learn about that today. We'll also chant some ancient Buddha Anusati verses that we've learned. So, if you have your Paritta book, you can get that ready, or click on the show notes link to read it online. Now let's take the refuges and the precepts.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Say it together with me. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Now to observe the five precepts, say after me. Say loudly. I observe the precept of abstaining from killing beings. I observe the precept of abstaining from stealing. I observe the precept of abstaining from sexual misconduct. I observe the precept of abstaining from telling lies. I observe the precept of abstaining from taking intoxicating drinks and drugs. I follow these precepts for happiness in this life, for rebirth in heaven, and to realize the Four Noble Truths in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Namo Buddhaya. Pante, what's a samanera?
So let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard the word samana? So a samana is a monk or a nun, someone who has given up the household life and is dedicating themselves to religious teachings. In the case of the Supreme Buddha's disciples, dedicating themselves to practicing the Supreme Buddha's Dhamma. A samanera is like a little samana, like a little monk. Samaneras observe 10 precepts. Originally, there was no such thing as samaneras, that whenever someone wanted to become a monk, they would ordain and they would follow all of the precepts. But it can be hard for someone who's very young to keep all 227 precepts of the monks. So the Buddha started this process called being a samanera. So if someone was under 20 years old, they would become a samanera. And when they got old enough, then they would become a bhikkhu. Samaneras look just like monks, just like bhikkhus. They shave their heads, and they wear robes. To look at them, there's no way you can tell the difference between a samanera and a bhikkhu. But the precepts that they keep are very different. Or I should say, they only observe 10 precepts, precepts that monks also observe, but a samanera only observes 10. They observe the 8 precepts that you may keep on the Poya days, not killing, not stealing, not engaging in sexual activity, not telling lies, not using drugs and alcohol, not eating after 12, not going to entertainment or decorating the body. And actually, that precept gets divided in half to make 2 precepts. And they also observe the precept to not use luxurious seats and beds. But samaneras observe one more precept that's very special. Do you know what that is? They don't accept money or use money. So this is the big divider between an ordinary layperson and a monastic, that once you stop using money, you're very limited in the world what you can do. You have to depend on others, and you have to be very happy with the things that you have. When someone observes these 10 precepts, we call them a samaner. So remember, samaneras look just like any other monk. Now these days, when someone wants to become a monk, especially in Mahamaunawa, first they'll live as a samanera for some time, either a year or 2 years, learning the monk life. And then only after some time, they become a bhikkhu. So you may see samaneras around and not even realize that you've been seeing samaneras. Now in Sri Lanka, you may see very young monks walking on the streets, maybe monks your age. Now we can know for sure that they're samaneras. But once someone is older, we can't really tell by looking if they're a samanera. Now, samaneras are also different from monks because of all the precepts that they don't follow. So, for example, a samanera doesn't need to have food offered to them. And in fact, a samanera can offer food to a monk to eat. A samanera can dig in the soil and can cut plants. So, sometimes you may see a monk doing something that looks like they shouldn't be doing. Maybe they're eating food that hasn't been offered, or maybe they're digging in the earth. And what's happening is that's actually a samanera who's doing that, but you can't tell from looking. So if someone wanted to, they could stay a samanera for their whole life. But usually, if someone's old enough, then they'll eventually become a bhikkhu. So that's what a samanera is.
Can animals attain nibbana?
I know a lot of you kids really like animals, don't you? If they're animals that live in your house, or even just animals that you see around, I'm sure that you really like animals, and you usually try and take care of them however you can. And if you have an animal living in your house as a pet, then I know you really care about that animal, don't you? So this is a good question, that when we live with someone, we would hope that they would be able to attain nibbana, right? So we have that hope for our parents and our friends. So it's natural that we would want to know if these animals that are so close to us can attain nibbana. I have some sad news. They can't. They can't. Not in this life. So we know, of course, that after we pass away from this life, if we haven't attained nibbana, then maybe in our next life, maybe in a future life, we cannot attain nibbana then. So if you're born as an animal, in that animal life, there's no chance to attain nibbana. There's not even a chance to attain stream entry. So this is one of the reasons that the monks are always encouraging you not to be reborn in the animal world. Not only are there many difficult things about being born in the animal world, but we don't have a chance to understand the Dhamma. It's something that we need to be born as a human, or in the heavenly realms, beings can also understand the Dhamma, pay attention very well, and realize the Supreme Buddha's teachings. So, as an animal, we don't have that chance. This is one of the many reasons that we should never think that the animal life is a really cool place, and that if we could just be reborn as an animal, then we could fly around or run really fast. Even though those things may look like fun, there's much more suffering in the animal world, and we don't have a chance to learn the Supreme Buddha's Dhamma, and to practice the Dhamma, and to realize the Supreme Buddha's Dhamma. So we need to take advantage of the human life that we have right now.
Can animals collect merit?
So this is also a very good question, because when we think about the people that we care about, we want to make sure that they know about collecting merit, right? When we give a dana, we always like to invite our friends and make sure that everyone in our family comes for the dana so they can collect merit. So it's natural that we would think about the animals that live with us or that live around our houses. Could they collect merit? So, the answer is a little difficult. In general, we can say that the chances to collect merit in the animal world are very, very limited. It's true that animals collect a little bit of merit when they, for example, when they take care of their children. This is a good thing that they're doing. And in a way, they're collecting a little bit of merit. But in general, animals don't have much of a chance to do good things for others. Mostly, they're looking for food, or they're trying to avoid being food for someone else. Now, we can see some very special cases. Now, even in the time of the Supreme Buddha, I'm sure all of us can remember the story that happened in the Parileyaka forest, where an elephant took care of the Supreme Buddha for an entire rainy season. So, clearly, that's an example of an animal collecting merit. And the monkey that gave the honey to the Supreme Buddha in that same forest, we know that immediately after he passed away, he was reborn in a heavenly realm because of the merit that he had collected. And even these days, we can see, especially like dogs who are well trained, that they can do many things to help people, can't they? They can guard a house, for example. They can be trained to guide people who can't see or who can't hear. This is a very powerful good karma, isn't it? There's also dogs who help rescue people if they're trapped in a building that collapses. So, again, this is another way that dogs can help people. And we even hear quite often in the news about dogs who will wake up people who are sleeping in a burning building and chase them out of the building to save their lives. Although those things don't happen all the time, and most animals would live their entire lives without ever having a chance to do something like that, we do know that it can happen. So this is a good example for us to remember that no matter what our conditions, we should try very hard to collect good karma into our lives. So let's think about your lives as children, right? You may think, well, I don't have a job, I don't have any money, I don't have any way to collect merit. But then when we remember that sometimes even animals can collect merit, we should think, okay, well, we're better than animals, so what can we do to collect good karma into our lives? How can we use our intelligence and our creativity to look around and see what are the good things that we can do? How can we help other people? When we go to school, we can look around and think, okay, who needs my help today? And then we can try and help them. At home, lots of chances to collect merit. Even as you go around town, we should always have eyes looking for things that we can do to help others. So in this way, the fact that animals can't really do so much to collect merit, we can use that as a reminder for a couple of things. That there are, in fact, some animals that do, so shouldn't we do better than these animals at least? And also, very importantly, we have to remember that this human life is a very rare chance that we have to accumulate powerful good karma into our lives by practicing generosity, by keeping the precepts, and by learning and practicing the Supreme Buddha's Dhamma. In that way, we can remember to always work hard to take advantage of this human life, because we don't know how often that will come to us. Protection Meditation Verses, Buddha Anusati. Now we'll chant in Pali and English some beautiful verses to recollect the qualities of the Supreme Buddha. Turn to page 74 in your chanting book. Let's chant together.
Ananta vittara gunang gunato nussarang muning bhaveya buddhi ma bhikkhu buddhanussati madito. A wise monk meditates on The Buddha's infinite and pervasive virtues as his first contemplation, he practices Buddhanusati. Savasane kileseso eko sabbe nighatiya ahu susuddha santano pujananca sadaraho. The Buddha destroyed all defilements by himself. He had an extremely pure mind, being worthy of offerings from the whole world. Sabbakala gate dhamme sabbe samma sayang muni sabbakarena bujjitva eko sabbang yutangato. The Buddha has rightly realized everything in the world relating to all times through his great insight and has attained supreme enlightenment entirely through his own efforts. Vipassanadi vijjahi siladi charanehi cha susamiddehi sampanno gaganabehi nayako. The leader, the Buddha, has various knowledges such as vipassana, as extensive as the sky, and he has perfect conduct and pure virtue. Sammagato subhantanam amogha vachano chaso tividassapi lokassa jnata niravasesato. The Buddha has rightly gone to the most blissful state. His speech is very meaningful. He has understood the three worlds, sensual form and formless worlds, in their entirety. Anekehi gunoghehi sabbasattuttamo ahu anekehi upayehi naradamme dame sicha. The Buddha has become supreme among all beings by his manifold qualities. Using various strategies, he tamed gods and humans who could be tamed. Eko sabbassa lokassa sabba attanusasako bhagyaissariyadinang gunanang paramonidhi. The Buddha is the great teacher of all beings, the unique instructor to the entire world. He is a noble treasure of qualities such as good fortune and prosperity. Panyasa sabba dhammesu karuna sabba jantusu attatanang parattanang sadhika guna jethika. The Buddha had perfect wisdom. His compassion extends to all beings. He acted for the benefit of himself and others. He is supreme in all qualities. Dayaya parami chitva panyayattana muddhari uddhari sabba dhammecha dayayanyecha uddhari. The Buddha crossed over suffering by the highest wisdom gained through the perfections and great compassion by realizing the truth. The Buddha helped others to cross over suffering through his great compassion. Dissa mano pita vassa rupa kayo achintiyo asadharana jnanadhe dhamma kaye katavakati. The beauty of his physical body, full of meritorious marks, is unimaginable even when visible. How much more unimaginable is his body of Dhamma with unique wisdom. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
It was great to spend time with you today. We hope that you learned something new, and we really hope that you can use what you learned as you go about the rest of your day. Do you remember the answer to the question about animals attaining Nibbana? It's very sad, but they can't even attain stream entry. But can they make merit? They can, but it's very rare. While we have this human life, we need to work hard to take advantage of it, don't we? And work as hard as we can to try and realize the Supreme Buddha's Dhamma. Now let's share merits. Even though it's still early in the morning, we've collected lots of merit, haven't we? You've gone for refuge, you've taken the precepts, we listened to Dhamma questions, and did meditation. So, when we collect merit in this way, we like for others to have a happy mind, thinking about the actions that we've done. May all heavenly beings rejoice in this merit. May our teachers, our parents, our families, our friends, may they all have happy minds thinking about the good actions that we've done. Through the power of this rejoicing and the power of this merit, may they soon experience for themselves the supreme bliss of Nibbana in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya.